This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's congressional delegation insists they are not giving up the fight to keep U.S. Space Command in Colorado Springs. This despite a recent Pentagon report calling former President Trump's decision to move the command to Alabama, quote, reasonable. In a letter to a Senate committee this week, Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville says the biggest obstacle standing in the way of relocating the command to his state is, quote, sore loser syndrome. Flowers planted decades ago by prisoners at a Japanese internment camp in Colorado are growing again at the Denver Botanic Gardens and could bloom this summer. Archaeologist Bonnie Clark from the University of Denver helped discover the rose bramble at Amachi.
I love this idea of plants as living witnesses to the past. They're witness roses. They were there.
More than 10,000 Japanese Americans were interned at Amachi, which is now a National Historic Site. Survivors will get some of the roses. Others will be returned to Amachi, and some will be on public display at the Denver Botanic Gardens. It will soon be easier for Coloradans to access all opinions from the state Supreme Court and its Court of Appeals. A new law requires that rulings be posted for free online in a searchable way. The courts have until next March to get the system up and running. World Cup skiing is returning to Aspen next year. Aspen Mountain will host a downhill event at the beginning of March. It's part of a broader expansion of World Cup events hosted in the U.S. Beaver Creek and Copper Mountain will also host World Cup events later this year in both alpine skiing as well as free ski and snowboard events. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Stay tuned. It's 106.